is around creating more livable communities. And I can really say this in one sentence. Can we please have a footpath that actually goes somewhere and doesn't just stop? You know, where are you meant to go? You meant to turn around and take your dogs back the other way? You know, there's little things like that, little projects that will make everyone's life so much easier, so much better. And they're things that we can do in the next term of council. There's not a lot we can do in the next term of council in terms of major projects because funding and budgeting is already allocated on a lot of what people think the council has in their piggy bank. But these things, you know, they take participation from the community. And yes, I'll be realistic, they take some money as well, but not as much as giant promises on infrastructure.
Thank you for that. And I do note, I did read, and I've just lost the spot, that you like to talk about the arts or work with the arts, with the art walk. And are you going to be able to do more with that part of your being on council?
Oh, I absolutely hope so. The arts have always been a part of my life. I did musical theatre growing up, and then I went and studied theatre. And it's still, you know, if I hear something catchy on the radio, my foot gets going. And if I hear that there's plays or musicals coming to Port Macquarie, I'm like, oh, let's go, let's go. I drag my husband along, which he enjoys
like
it. Well, he complains before we get there, but he enjoys it after. And he's like, oh, that was so good. We should go to more of these. And the next time I'm like, oh, this is on. And he's like, oh, no, we shouldn't go to that. I'm like, no, come on, you'll love it. And of course he does.
Of course. I had a husband like that as well.
Yeah.
Didn't want to go, but had a thoroughly good time.
Absolutely. Yeah. The reluctant participant that actually has an amazing time. But you mentioned Art Walk, and I've been with Art Walk for the past 2 years, and I've performed the first year as a council performer on the Port Adventure Cruises and on the main stage at Clarence Street. And it was amazing to see the community come out and support. There were some concerns that a small percentage or a small group within the community, they had some oppositional thoughts towards what we were doing, but their voices were just silenced because the crowd was so welcoming and inclusive. And then this year I had my own installation, and it was amazing. It was bringing together all forms of art. We had live painting, fashion, drag performance. It was like a jukebox of art and fashion.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, well, I counted because I was on stage for a lot of the time being painted. I know that sounds weird, but it was actually very cool. And I counted 250 people in front of me. That's quite daunting at times, but no, I think everyone enjoyed it who saw it.
That's fantastic. Thanks for that, DJ.
Thanks, Christine.
And is there anything further that you would like to add?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm running for this council to ensure that every voice is heard, especially those who have been overlooked. Our community deserves a council focused on better infrastructure, improved services, and a higher quality of life and financial sustainability. Now, I am not a career politician or an expert on local government, but I have learned so much through this process. And what I am is a proven and committed advocate. And to be honest, I look forward to working with the council's experts and engaging with the community to make this area even better than what it is, to help it to continue to thrive. Thanks.
Well, I think that's a great way to end off.
Awesome. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks so much for coming in this morning, and I'd like to wish you all the very best.
Thank you.